Follow traffic, clear visual approach, runway 4 right, maintain 17 down on the 5 mile final.
Okay, 17 to 5 out.
Adopting a safety management system, and why more and more flight departments are prioritizing SMS in their operations. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan, brought to you by Varion. I'm Rob Finfrock with your trusted source for the very latest business aviation news and information. Back in January of 2023, the FAA issued a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking to require all Part 135 certificate holders, Part 91.147 air tour operators, and certain Part 21 certificate holders to implement a Safety Management System, or SMS. The agency's goal is to see these operations adopt SMS and realize the safety benefits seen among Part 121 commercial airlines, which have been required to have SMS since 2018. While NBAA and the business aviation community have shared some concerns about certain aspects of the NPRM, most notably the need to adapt SMS to the particular needs of the diverse range of business aviation flight operations, our industry is aligned with the FAA's overarching goal. SMS has been shown to have significant safety benefits, which is why our industry has seen an uptick in the number of operations seeking to implement their own SMS programs, even if they aren't currently subject to the NPRM. For perspectives on that increase, I'm pleased to welcome today three experts on the subject of SMS. Amanda Ferraro is CEO of Aviation Safety Solutions, and Tim Wade is Director of Safety at Flexjet. But we'll begin with Charles Tresky, Senior Customer Success Manager at Aviation Manuals. And Charles, you recently wrote an article that highlighted this increase your company has seen in SMS requests. Can you identify any trends in those requests, and what are you hearing from your customers?
As mentioned in the article, you know, we're up about 26% over the last 6 months, and it really just continues to keep increasing as well. You know, even with our flight risk assessments that are being submitted, just over the course of 1 year, from February 23 to February of 24, we're up about another 20% in the number of frats coming in on a monthly basis. So things are going really well on that front, but you know, really what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot more engagement from the smaller operators, from the operators that are really focused on, you know, Part 91 operator that is one aircraft with two pilots. And that's really what we've been seeing a lot more coming in these days. We attribute that to several things, but, you know, really the main one is we're really trying to keep it easy with our SMS. So, you know, that's why we are tending to see a lot more of those folks coming in. Additionally, you know, we're seeing a lot of people that used to use a paper, and they're coming on board to our electronic software. And, you know, one of the things that we really focus on here is making it easy for the operator, allowing it to be, you know, easily distributed amongst the team. And that then allows for a lot of transparency as well throughout the organization. You know, next thing that we're really seeing is a lot of response to us standardizing and streamlining the process with our Ready Flight program that we have that is really designed for that operator that goes internationally that might just have the single aircraft. With that, we've seen a huge increase and a surge in that over the past year of people, you know, with our Ready Flight package that includes the flight risk assessment tool in it as well.
Amanda, what are the companies you work with, and particularly the smaller operations like Charles mentioned, telling you about why they're working to implement SMS?
We've seen an uptick of organizations wanting to try to get into compliance ahead of the mandate. In addition to that mandate coming, 91 operators, many of our small organizations, are also looking to try to implement and get ahead of the mandates that are coming down the road. We had a congressional mandate which has forced the manufacturers to get into compliance with SMS, which is how the FAA went through the rulemaking process to produce the NPRM. But they've also included the 135s and potentially 145s and also the air tour operators. So we see this on the horizon as an industry, and we have some of these small organizations that are wanting to try to get into compliance. SMS takes several years to get stood up. It's not a simple system. It is more than a flight risk analysis. It's a whole safety system which incorporates safety reporting, internal and external audits, and it incorporates all of the players in your organization coming on board with being able to openly report through a system and then gathering that data back for predictive data so that you can make decisions in a predictive fashion. That's SMS in a nutshell. So we see a lot of operators trying to jump on this early, and I encourage it.
Tim, as Amanda mentioned, the FAA mandate is obviously driving some of this increased interest in SMS. What kinds of operations should consider an SMS, though, even if they're not necessarily subject to the FAA rulemaking?
SMS has incredible benefits to all types of operators. I've seen it work successfully no matter how small you are. I've seen it work great in tiny back shops where they have 10 to 15 people working sheet metal operations. And I've seen it work very well in large scale flight operations, as you see with the large 135s and obviously with the major 121 operators. So SMS works well. It's because it's scalable. Doesn't matter who is utilizing it. If you implement it correctly, you audit it properly, and you hold true to the continuous improvement aspect of SMS, it's going to work well no matter what scale you're implementing it on. What I would say, though, is who shouldn't consider implementing SMS? And that's if you don't have the correct mindset of what an SMS program is and how it's going to benefit your organization. If you're just looking for another notch in your belt, then SMS is not for you because you're just looking for another flashy award and a couple letters at the end of your name. It doesn't work well with that. Now, if you're looking for the culture shift, the increase in reporting, the ability to serve your employees better, the ability to look at information and almost diagnostically see what's going on within your organization, SMS is for you. And all of those reasons have absolutely nothing to do with what type of operation you're running. It has more to do with what is your focus, what is your culture, and what are you hoping to achieve and improve within your own organization.
More of our conversation in a moment after a word from our sponsor.
Take your aviation operations to new heights. Introducing Varion, formerly known as ATP, your ultimate partner in achieving maximum aircraft uptime. At Varion, we understand the challenges faced by everyone in aviation. Our industry-leading technology solutions revolutionize aircraft management, so there's no more waiting, no more wondering, and no more wasted effort. Get real-time visibility of your maintenance, inventory, operations, and regulatory data right at your fingertips with an easy-to-use system, backed by a team of experts with deep aviation knowledge offering 24/7, 365 support. After 50 years in the business, we have built a growing reputation for getting our customers more aircraft uptime. That's why thousands of aircraft operators worldwide have already discovered the power of Varion. Say goodbye to downtime and hello to increased efficiency and profitability. Visit Varion.com to learn more. Varion, let's get you more uptime.
We're back now with Amanda Ferraro, Charles Tresky, and Tim Wade, talking about the rising number of business aviation flight operations that are implementing safety management systems. And Tim, while obviously SMS is an important tool, implementing one is not a quick or simple process. What factors should a flight department be mindful of when looking to launch an SMS?
I think one of the factors that shocks people, and as I mentioned before, when you implement it correctly and you have the right mindset, one thing that might shock you and be a little alarming is it does take time and attention. A well-run SMS program is not a written binder that goes back on your shelf. You are going to increase your auditing. You are going to increase your data validation. You are going to increase the metrics that you're reviewing. So it does take an investment of your time, your resources, your energy. I know a lot of people like to hang on to the fact that, oh, an SMS program is expensive. We don't have the financial means to do it. And I would really say it really comes down to more of your time and your energy and your resources more so than your financial aspect. You can write an SMS program for free. Is it going to be the best program on the market? Maybe, maybe not. But I really think what companies need to focus on is being able to invest your time and your resources properly into the program to make sure it runs properly.
Charles, Tim just mentioned something that's really important, I think, when launching an SMS. This isn't something a single person should be tasked with. It really takes a team.
Yeah, 100%. You really want to focus on getting the buy-in for the SMS program department-wide that this is going to be a focus for your operation. You know, one of the things that we kind of preach here is if you're just dipping your toe into SMS to start with, you start with something small. because what you can do is you can allow your SMS to mature, you know, as the department grows as well. So that's really one of the things that we like to focus on is, you know, if you're hesitant in starting it, you know, just start with something small. Just get your foot out there. Just see how the department reacts, because the more that you can get the buy-in from the top down, you could also then seamlessly implement it across the department as well. And really allow the SMS to work for you. Many packages for SMS allow for integrations. So you could already be using some other software products that could integrate pretty seamlessly with your SMS program.
Amanda, what are some of the resources that are out there to assist with developing an SMS?
NBAA offers the Safety Manager Certificate course, which is regarded highly amongst our colleagues. There's various industry groups that have also developed safety manager training courses. I am a huge advocate of education. Educating yourself and having your team be educated about what SMS is and what that journey looks like is absolutely necessary. Fireside Partners and my company, Aviation Safety Solutions, have developed an FAA SMS workshop because I work with the 121 carriers and I also work with IBAC for the ISBAO program. And operators are going to eventually have to come into compliance with both standards and getting educated about those standards and what they mean, because the FAA built their SMS off of a QMS and IBAC built their SMS off of ICAO standards that they developed over 20 years ago. And so merging those two worlds together and getting educated about that, I believe, is absolutely essential to getting started and getting that process going. So we have a lot of resources for education. We have resources like aviation manuals and other software providers out there that can help operators get themselves established in a quicker fashion.
Another important part of an SMS, Amanda, and it's right up your alley, is the third-party audit structure. Why is it important to have another set of eyes examining your processes to ensure that your SMS is effective?
Rob, I love this question because I've seen operators that have implemented an SMS and have not subjected themselves to an audit. And then I've seen operators that go through audits every 2 or 3 years. And the value that we see in that is when an operator allows for an external audit is the ability to have someone from the outside come into their organization and take a look and provide suggestions and feedback and areas of improvement and industry benchmarks to how you can do it better, what's out there for resources, how you can change things to make them more streamlined and integrated, how to implement the FAA expectations of an SMS into maybe what you've already developed within your current system. So there's a huge advantage to allowing an expert come in that has the knowledge and expertise to give you that feedback as an organization.
Tim, what are your thoughts?
I think that's an outstanding tool, especially for new SMS programs coming online, any changes you're making to your SMS program. If you're looking to possibly have an international SMS program or anything that would be different and outside of the cookie cutter mold, you really need that third party to come in and assess your system. Make sure if you are doing a third party audit that you're doing your research as well. Call around to other companies who have used them. Was it in depth? Did you make proactive changes, or was it just a quick, yep, you're good, and they sign off on your paperwork? So make sure you do the proper research of what vendor is coming in to do your third-party audit, because that's just as important as the outcome of the audit.
Just to agree with Amanda and Tim, you know, it really just provides the operators with safety assurance. This way they know that they're monitoring their performance correctly. Just like everybody has said, it really brings a second set of eyes onto the operation. And really, a third-party auditor, you know, is even beneficial for folks that already have an SMS in place. So it shouldn't be forgotten that this isn't just for new operators that are, you know, getting into SMS, but really anybody that's been involved in it as well. It's just important to go back and continually check yourself and to check your operation and make sure that you're operating correctly.
Charles, as this can appear to be a daunting process and that might discourage operators from pursuing SMS, where would you recommend they begin? What's the first bite from this elephant?
One of the first things that we would recommend is obviously looking for a partner to help you along with the SMS journey that you're about to go on. A vendor that you can trust, that you can bounce ideas off of, you know, partner to help you guide you through the process. But also, you know, secondly, you really want to sit back and you also want to look at the reasons why you want to implement an SMS. Is it something where you want to follow, you know, safety industry standards? Is it simply because of, you know, where your operator wants to fly? So there are several destinations that require an SMS. Is it for insurance? performance reasons, but ultimately, you know, you really want to step back and say, you know, it's really to be a safer operation. That's really what you want to focus on. And then, like I mentioned before, you really want to also get the buy-in from the top down. You know, that's very important in implementing any SMS or any new program for that matter, whether it be SMS or something else, is getting the buy-in from the top down of the operation.
Other flight operations can also offer guidance in this process, right, Amanda?
Absolutely. Many organizations are connected to other flight organizations, especially on the airport, or maybe they go to training at CAE or flight safety. That is a perfect time to start asking, what has that organization done for SMS? Maybe you have an organization that's ISBAO or Air Charter or some standard setting organization that they've been involved with. Those organizations tend to be very open and more than willing to share their knowledge. So you absolutely can lean on other operators in the industry that you have a connection with. We also have some regional roundtables that would be a great place for operators to seek resources and feedback.
A good first step is also looking within and seeing what policies and procedures you already have in place and what your culture is already looking at. I do think many people look way too far and try to overcomplicate implementing an SMS program, and they try to reinvent the wheel, when if they just took a few minutes to look at their own operation, they might already have 50 to 60% of a well-run SMS program already in place due to just how they've always operated in their culture. And if they looked at that, they might be a little more relieved and go, okay, we just got to, you know, take the next few steps to get this across the finish line and start getting it implemented. So I really think a great self-assessment prior to doing anything drastic is a great first step.
That's an important point, Tim, and it might be the easiest route to pursue now, as more and more operators will be implementing SMS and seeking approvals for these programs.
Exactly. If the green light gets flipped on for a lot of these operators, it's going to be a massive influx of people needing to get their foot in the door for an SMS program. And you might not have that learning and educational aspect of building your SMS program together. One additional thing that I would say is make sure as you're getting, as we've mentioned before, getting the buy-in from the top is great. Getting 100% buy-in is also important. As you're getting the buy-in from your leadership, who are ultimately going to be supporting the program as it pushes forward, make sure you're getting out and talking with all the employees. Because essentially the data that's going to feed your system and the people who are going to be impacted most by this system, especially if you're recreating a lot of the processes and procedures that these people are using, make sure they're not blindsided as this is getting pushed out. Start sending out notices, send out some flyers, newsletters, discuss it over Zoom with your employees, discuss it at toolbox talks. Make sure that they are aware, because there are quite a few DCTs that are not on the safety department or the accountable executive. They're on the employee themselves. The FAA will go out and interview and do surveillance on employees on the floor to see how well the SMS program is truly running.
Just to kind of go back on a few things that Tim had mentioned, you know, getting the buy-in, you know, we obviously, you know, preach that. But also, we find a lot of with our operators who are just starting out that, you know, as mentioned, they're already doing many of the steps of the SMS that they just don't know it. So at that point, you know, really to take it and to formalize it and to get your first step into SMS is really what we here at Aviation Manuals really strive for, that for our operators, is allowing them that first step into an SMS, taking what they have, helping them formalize it and really process it for the future.
Definitely, Charles. Amanda?
In a nutshell, SMS is simple, but it does take a long time with the different various facets. So I encourage operators to start early, because I certainly would not want to be on the last one of the groups that goes through this mandate because of the amount of organizations that are going to have this. I would want to be one of the first. And so I do believe that there's not enough consultants, there's not enough organizations to be able to handle what is coming in our industry. So encouragement for operators to start now and to get those resources from NBAA. The SMS Working Group, which I lead for NBAA as a committee member, we have a webpage where organizations can go to NBAA's website and pull up SMS, and we have some resources on that website that I encourage our industry to take a look at if you're struggling. At least get started in the educational process.
And to that point, NBAA Safety Management Systems resource is available at nbaa.org/SMS. It's a great place to start on the journey toward implementing SMS in your flight operations. Check it out. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan episodes at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts, including by asking your virtual assistant or connected device. Of course, you can also download Flight Plan directly from nbaa.org. I'm Rob Finfrock. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for a new episode of Flight Plan.
Right base, sending out 3500.
All right, we got him inside. We're still in effect. 170 coming.